Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And you have such a glow about you. I cannot wait to hear everything about your St. Lucia honeymoon.
I will say I feel very refreshed. I have a nice tan. And
you're glowing.
Oh my God, thank you. Actually, you can't really see the tan but I am very tan.
She's giving me a shoulder right now. Wearing a white sweater to offset so that she looks even tanner.
Well, I'm very excited because, I feel like I didn't really burn. We were very conscious about reapplying. We were under umbrellas. I wear my hat. So I feel like I gradually got a tan. And then next week I'm going to Austin for work. And it's going to be like 80, and I'll feel like I'll be able to show the tan.
Yeah. And show a little tit, too.
I can't even show it here. It's like 50 degrees. You know?
And that's SF for you.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Walk us through. I want a day by day itinerary.
Oh, okay. Okay. So basically, you know, we left on Friday night at 11 o'clock at night, and we did not get to our hotel till Saturday at 7 p.m. So we flew to Chicago. I also had a very bad runny nose, like crazy, crazy, crazy runny nose. Because of that, my ears got clogged because going up and down on the airplanes. So like, did I feel like I was underwater for the first 48 hours? Yeah, I did. But I managed to get through it.
Thank God.
Always. And yeah, it was, I'm telling you, this United flight was so tight. It was like an old plane. Like my knees were touching the seat. It was crazy. We flew JetBlue on the way back and it was a much more pleasant experience. But I felt pretty crazy on the way down there. Cause I'm like, I don't feel like I have any, like, I can't move. I just can't move. And I was tired and I couldn't sleep, but we got there. So then you land and you have to go 2 hours to your hotel room because it was only like 40 miles, but they only have like two roads. So, you get in traffic, you're going like through the jungle. It's a wild ride, but you get there and you couldn't be happier. Cause you're like right on the beach. We stayed at this place. It was called the Windjammer. I totally recommend it.
I feel like that was a lot of jurors had sent that over too. It was like, that was a good jammer. Place to stay. Yeah.
It was very, we did not do the on-call all inclusive. We did the breakfast and then we would like leave for dinner and like they would make you fresh omelets. There was a crepe station and, you know, we really got to know the people at the resort
because
we did an excursion on Tuesday that was a total blast.
It
basically took off from the hotel and this was like the wildest boat ride of my life. We were on with these two British families and one of the boys was like 5 years old. And I'm like, he's going to fly out. We're going so fast and we're bopping through the waves. And like, this boy's going to fly out. Like,
you're like ready to catch him if he gets up high. You're like, don't worry. Mom I got
was
the back.
Like totally nervous. She was lovely. They were like super cute family, but you could just feel her like...
Like they were telling her husband, like, put the
life vest on him.
And where was this boat taking you to?
Oh, so then we like you go to like the Pitons, which is like they're very famous for these Piton Mountains volcano things. And then we did snorkeling and that's at Sugar Beach. Great snorkeling. Then you get back on the boat and you get in these taxis and they drive you up to this like hot springs and you do like this mineral mud bath thing there. You like. Put these two different like mud baths on
nice
you.
Clay on yourself. Yeah,
exactly. And then we got back in the taxi and then they take you to this waterfall. And shout out to Laura, a juror who is also on her honeymoon.
My
literally, God. I'm in the waterfall and she's like, marry me. And she was beautiful, long red hair. And I believe her husband, she was on her honeymoon too. I believe her husband was also, it was Mike.
Oh my God.
So shout out Laura. She was from New York. And thanks for saying hi. We got a picture. And yeah. And then after that, you like go and do a lunch. So that was like super fun. But then you made friends on the tour with all the people at the resort, you know?
Obviously.
So I kind of got the inside scoop on the resort as well.
Okay. Share.
So it was like a lot of these people, they're like timeshares there. And like this one couple we met, they were like, yeah, we stayed down here for 45 days during COVID. I'm like, you're rich, honey. Like this resort was very cool because they had like these little like catamarans you could take out. They had like windsurfing. There was a lot of things to do. And just being on the beach, the ocean was like beautiful white sand beaches, relaxing.
And now is there like a main town that you go like into town for dinner kind of thing? Or like what's the vibe?
So yes, you can. So that would be, I say, the only thing that I didn't love because you had to take like taxis. You couldn't like walk anywhere. So Rodney Bay. Well, like, and the taxi drivers are so lovely. They literally drive you and then you don't pay them and then they come and pick you back up and you get the same driver and then you pay them after. It's just like also like so trusting, you know?
Yeah.
So and yeah, you literally like it and like you just like tell the restaurant, you're like, here's my cab driver. And they call them and they'll be like, we'll be here in 20 minutes. So we went to some cool restaurants. One was at like the Cape Mansion, and it was down below. You go to like 100 steps, and it was called the Naked Fisherman. Highly recommend that place. Doesn't open till 6:30, but the sunset's at 6. So we like went early and watched the sunset. You can get drinks from them. Then we went to this other place, the Big Chef Steakhouse. The best steak of my life, not joking.
Wow. And prime rib girly, are you going to pick this over?
This was like the best. I got a filet mignon. It was just cooked to perfection. It was delicious.
You put that knife on it and it fell right through.
It was butter. Got a medium rare. It was delicious. And then we went to sushi in Rodney Bay one night. And then we also went to the Coal Pot, which is on like you go the opposite way from Rodney Bay. That was very cool. It was actually pretty funny. Like the taxi driver was like, so just so you know, like we're going to go on this road that is not paved. Like I'm not taking you
like I'm not
to do anything weird.
Yeah. I like that. I like the warning. That's nice.
Yeah. If he didn't say that, I wouldn't have been scared.
Yeah. You would have been like,
and it's like, it's right past.
I
just
picture you texting Michael being like, what the f- is going on? What is happening here? Because you know, Mary is a truth seeker.
I would have been scared. I'm very glad they said that before. And that's right by the other airport. There's an airport that you can go between islands, and then there's the international airport that's much further. But I highly recommend
the restaurants. Are there like bars that are right there too, so you can kind of like bop around, or is it more just like you have one destination and then
one
you go back and you drink at your hotel, or you hang out at the hotel with all your new friends?
Yes, hang out at the hotel with all your new friends. I met another teacher from New York. I made a lot of friends at the resort, but also it was really cool too because like they had like every night they had like these dancers. I mean, these singers one night like on lily pads in the pool. It was called
cool.
Like they just had like funny little.
They
things.
Had entertainment
they had, like, a
mix, for you.
They had like a mixology class. They just fun, hospitable things to do. That
they
were
gave you a reason
cute.
To not leave.
Exactly. There was something. Oh, water aerobics every day.
Oh, God, I would love
great
that.
Water aerobics class every day. And there was a lot to do. You definitely do not need to leave the resort. I get a little stir crazy. So yeah. I was game to leave every night. I missed
your favorite
Friday night party. We went on a catamaran sunset cruise and we just didn't make it after that.
Well, you know, you win, you lose. You do your own, like you're not beholden to anybody, right? You're beholden to your own schedule and that schedule right. is to just enjoy yourself. So what was your rose and what was your thorn if we're on a New York cast trip right now?
Oh, the rose was that excursion day. It was such a blast. I was like on a high after it.
Like
I honestly
rushing through you.
It was so fun. Maybe it was the minerals and the mud bath. Maybe it was the waterfall. Maybe it was the Baton beers that I had about four towards the end of the boat ride. The boat ride itself. The thorn would be that it was hard to get to. Like, you know, it was like 2 hours
you
after you
day.
Land.
Yeah,
you're and
still
then
drunk.
We like literally like we flew home. We flew home. Through JFK, then like JFK to SFO is like 7 hours. So,
and you were also nervous about that. You were going to miss your connection too.
Yes.
But you made it.
We made it. So no, we had no, the thorn was when we got to SFO at 1 a.m. We waited 2 hours for our bags because four planes came in at the same time. We didn't have enough people working. We got it was so late at SFO that Uber just was picking you up on the street. You didn't even have to go to the Uber thing. And then, so that was at 3 o'clock in the morning. We got home at 3:30 and then Michael left his phone in the Uber. And so then we were like trying to get a hold of the guy and he was so nice. And he came back. So we went to bed at like 4 a.m.
Oh my God.
And really that was 8 a.m.
Oh, because you're 4 hours ahead there at the same time.
Yes. And we had left the hotel at noon that day.
Oh my gosh.
So East Coasters, go to St. Lucia. I don't know if it's for the Cali people. That's why we have Hawaii and Mexico.
Maybe you needed like just a couple more days. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like when you like, when we go to Europe.
It was far. Yeah. It was far.
When we go to Europe, it's like when I went to London, I went for 4 days last year. And I was like, this was very stupid on my part.
That's a long way to go. You know? No, and we had a solid week. I honestly, I feel refreshed. So I would highly recommend St.
Lucia.
I'm
glad that you guys had a great time. So a honeymoon well spent.
Yes. Check that off the list.
Yeah. I mean, I still think you could go on another. Any trip you go on now, you should just call it your honeymoon. Anytime you and Michael go somewhere, you're like, oh no, we're just going on our honeymoon. And you should tell people that when you like check in too, like, oh, we're on our honeymoon, so that you get like upgraded.
Maybe we got nothing. Robert. Well, like someone on the plane bought us a drink.
Oh, how? Wait, did they like announce that you were on your honeymoon? How did they?
No, we were sitting next to them. And oh. He was like, I'm going to buy you guys a beer. I'm like, thanks.
That's so kind. I'd like the top shelf. Your most expensive beer, United.
They didn't have the beer I wanted even.
Oh,
they're like, we only saw that one on the way to Hawaii. I was like, all right.
Oh, well, you know, I guess that's another thorn for you. But other than that, sounds lovely. I'm glad that you guys had a great time. What would you say Michael's rose and thorn was? What do you think he would say?
Oh, he loved taking out, he called them cats. They're like these mini catamarans. He like loved taking me out on those. It's thorn.
Is it like a Duffy boat? The catamaran? The catamaran, like, aren't they
like a little tiny catamaran? I don't even know what they're called. It was pretty fun, actually. Like one day it was really windy, so we were like kind of flying. But the next day, it wasn't windy. And I was like, are we going to be able to get back? Because we need the wind to get back.
Wait, you were like sailing?
Yeah. He like took me like far out too. And then I was like, I'm nervous. Like
he's trying to kill you. He's trying to kill you. He's like, oh, you fell over. There's a little Talented Mr. Ripley action for you. See ya. Yeah.
So. His thorn. I don't, you'd have to ask him. I would probably say missing the Friday Street party.
Oh no, he really wanted to go, but I would say the phone and the Uber has to be his thorn.
Yeah, that was not good either.
That's not good. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you are back. I'm so glad that you had a great time.
And I heard you and your mom just had a ball.
It was, you know, I love hanging with my mom.
Yeah. A lot of positive feedback. You guys dissected Beverly Hills. I have a lot of thoughts, and we are going to have a bonus episode this week that we will do Beverly Hills reunion and then my final thoughts, because
I want to tell you two things that Mary told me on her honeymoon. One, we can unfollow Teddy Mellencamp. Mary said that. Mary, I'd like you to open Instagram right now, because she said, Courtney, go ahead and do it. I said, that is not for me to do. That is for you. Open the app right now. Mary,
I know. Okay,
get your phone.
You know what? I just feel like she would
do it live. No, because you know what? She talked shit on hers. She didn't name you, but we all know it was you. And you know what? She's out. I want you to go in the app right now. I want you to show me that you're
her.
I know you did. And you didn't want her to go to that restaurant, even though you frequent Balboa all the time. No,
I don't. I just had a little bit too much to drink that night, okay?
It happens to the best of us.
I probably wasn't making a lot of sense.
Well, you know what? That's okay. But anyway, she texted me that we're allowed to unfollow her now.
Okay.
As we go on, we'll remember.
Oh, wait, I kind of feel bad. I don't know if I can.
You feel bad? Oh, you think she's getting an alert that two junkie girls are unfollowed?
I want to check on Dub.
She's public. She's public. You can follow her account. You can follow from your personal.
I don't want to make things weird. I don't follow her on my personal.
I'm saying you can follow.
I don't want to make. I don't want to have bad blood.
You think that she's getting a notification that at two judgy girls?
Stop! You're making me nervous already.
Unfollow her.
Okay,
you said it.
Stop! You're peer pressuring me. Okay, what was the other thing?
She's turned on Kyle, ladies and gents. She has turned on Kyle, and we will dive into that later this week, because I cannot wait to hear your breakdown of this whole thing. But it's like, Mary was texting me about when she was
friendship loss.
She was like, you know, she was watching the episodes on Sunday, was texting me, and I didn't want to text back because I love your real time, like when we talk like this. And so I didn't want to engage in the conversation and any of the shows that you watch, because I want your real time feedback of like how you really feel. And I don't want you to have time to like sugarcoat it after you've told me your real thoughts. I want to hear it all.
On Thursday.
Yeah. Sorry. I apologize. Yes. When we talk about Beverly Hills later this week. And then next week we'll break down the first couple episodes of Summer House. So we'll have that for you. And then you guys,
I'm going on a work trip.
Okay, but then the following week is when we've got March Madness stuff starting. So that's when you're voting for your top 64.
I'm overwhelmed.
We have to discuss offline a couple of things about this whole thing, but I just want to say, start preparing. I will put, like, we'll put up a story box because I think that there's some, like, outliers that, like, you know, they have, like, an appearance. It's like Storm the Chef from Beverly Hills. You know,
no, he's not not including him.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think you and I will offline need to be a little bit.
I mean, I obviously, we're going to have the retirees. We're not going to have the one-offs. We need people that are actually getting paid to be on Bravo. Okay. Yep.
And there have to be within the past year. So those are like requirements. And then, and there, you know, or the husband's up, whatever it is, we'll break it down later when we discuss it. Like, and we will tell you guys like kind of the rules. So for the Summer House episode, that's like when we'll break down everything about like what's to come. And then as time goes, then we'll like, we'll break down after you guys do that. We'll do the bracket. We'll do it live. We'll have there. We'll have a breakdown episode for you. So we'll have it all happening, but just know March is Friday. And that means the entire month is March Madness.
Birthday. Yeah.
Okay. And it's Michael's birthday, but I wasn't thinking about that. I was just thinking about March Madness.
I am. I've prepared nothing for it.
Well,
I'm so stressed. We have so much going on.
For his birthday or for March Madness?
Just every.
Well, let's take a quick break. Let's collect our thoughts and our breath, and we'll be right back.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TBT cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
If you had to get someone a wallet that's a man for their birthday,
Goyard.
The Goyard, I'll send it to you. There's a Goyard like card holder. I find them very sexy.
Oh, okay. Send me that.
Mm-hmm.
And let me know if you guys also like, I'm a Nordstrom girly. So like,
any yeah, so you Nordstrom won't find this at Nordstrom, but yeah. But I think instead of a wallet, I think a card holder. I also actually think that the card holders on the back of the phones are really nice too. You have that, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I got it for him.
Oh,
and then he wouldn't work on his phone, but now it would.
Okay.
I gotta.
I think that the card holders are like,
yeah.
I think the card holders are, I'll send you, but if you have other ideas for gifts, send them over. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some news, because it's like, I feel like when one of us leaves, like all of this shit always happens.
I did feel like some things happened, but not really. Like, so basically we got the week that I left, Portia was rejoining Atlanta. Then like 4 days later, it's like she filed for a divorce because her husband isn't paying his bills and can't be a U.S. citizen.
It was and then when her return, though, is like she says her last name and I can't think of it off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. Guadabia, something like that. And then it's like, no, it's Portia Williams. And then she also put like an Instagram post that was like, you know, thank you, blah, blah, blah. And she like, it's like hyphenated PW. So she's back to Portia Williams.
I enjoy that for her.
I need Andy and a camera. We're getting life back.
So 15 months they were married for. I mean, that was such a whirlwind romance. It was pretty crazy.
I just broke my necklace. Sorry. That's really sad. I really like this necklace. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. sorry. Portia Williams.
I mean, it was just such a bizarre courtship in itself, and that he was married to that other lady on the show. I mean, it was just,
it's like PJs from, like, she was still obsessed with the hot dog king, but then she like, Fallon was married to Simon, and then she like stole Simon, and there was like the whole drama, and then she basically left the show so she didn't have to confront it, but now she's going to divorce, and so we're going to get that. And I'm like, I need Kenya to go ahead and do what she needs to do.
But what do you mean?
They're gonna like, well, I feel like Kenya and Portia were like formidable like enemies within this
the series. Like, I always just think about like them, like their stupid fights. And I feel like because, you know, the cat, we found out too. No Marlo. Are you okay about that? I want to ask you if, how you felt.
To be honest, I am. I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah.
Sanya seems to be out as well.
I was kind of shocked by that one.
Yeah. And can't, and as we know, Candy too.
But so they're going to bring back Drew.
I don't know. Has it been like official that has like Sanya given her goodbye yet? I know people said that Marlo was out, People Magazine, but I don't know that they said that Sanya was out.
I read somewhere okay. that she was out.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me because I think that they're kind of like, no, we need storylines. And like, what's your storyline?
Like, you just had a baby?
Yeah, which congrats. And maybe she's going to be busy with the Olympics. And so she can't shoot because she has been a correspondent.
Kind of interesting.
I know. And it falls under the NBC Universal.
I know. So, and then they could have all gone to Paris for a trip.
Ugh. I'm going to love
that. Well, maybe I'm wrong. I read that she was out.
I had seen that, but I thought it was just like rumored. And I only saw the official People article about Marlo.
I'll be interested too when the cameras are actually up because I know where the cameras are up and that's in Salt Lake, which those cameras flew up so fast. And apparently Mary Cosby is on full time tonight. They're in Wisconsin at a Bucks game. And I just saw Meredith, Heather, Mary, Whitney, three new people, Lisa Barlow and Angie.
Three new people?
I saw three new people.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. But it's like, Angie probably like won't hold a snowball.
Angie, snowflake. Wait, why won't Angie?
I just have a feeling.
Oh my God. Literally though, this girl that's sitting next to Whitney, Queens of Bravo and the real and Housewives of SLC posted this. The girl next to Whitney looks like a Jen Shah.
There's three.
No, I know. Girls, right? And then the girl next to her kind of looks like Paige. And then also, the next to her looks like Dorit.
Also, I don't even think they know who, like, I think we're hearing that Mary's signed on full time, but you don't really know until they put together the whole show and the editing. I don't understand why they bring her back. It's kind of getting creepy.
It's just
because what has she done that makes them
ask God? Maybe they're worried because she says really mean things to them too. She's like to the producer, like, you're inbred. And they're like, I am. Here, sign. I don't know. I mean, I feel like also I'm like, can these women get a break? Here's the problem.
It filmed pretty fast.
Here's the problem is what we've said. Like, they were pushing with BravoCon. They released so many new shows. It's like, now we've got Vanderpump. We've got Martha's Vineyards coming back. We've got Summer House. But Housewife franchises?
We there's no Housewives now. Next is The Valley. They must be releasing Jersey very soon. That's got to be the
Dubai
next one.
Dubai, I know, is coming too. But those are the only ones that haven't filmed now. I want to talk because I want to talk about The Valley because a teaser trailer came out today. And I was like, this has done nothing. Now, look, obviously, I'm going to watch at least the first episode. This has done nothing to pique my interest at all. If anything, I'm like, oh, this is like something happened where they filmed a show and they're like, well, we need to fill the time with something. Because we don't have Housewife franchises right now. We'll throw this on. This is a one and done 100%.
So I'm not interested in like the Kristen storyline. It's basically like her trying to get pregnant. But I will say the Jesse, Michelle and Danny Nia, they kind of sparked my interest.
Jesse and Michelle have already separated.
Oh,
okay. Jesse is the
bougie douchebag.
He that modeled with Jax, right?
Yes.
He is so thirsty for screen time. It's gross to me. Like the funny thing is like all of like I was saying to you tonight, I was like, okay, Vanderpump Rules, this Tahoe trip is like this weird amalgam of like the B squad, even though I know it's most of the cast. The Valley is the Z squad. It's like I have no desire to follow any of these people. Like I don't care to follow Brittany's best friend, Zach. Like he never made it on Vanderpump Rules. So why is he making it on this show? Like Jasmine, who's been on The Bachelor and was like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. I'm like, how does she fit in here? The Janet and Jason seem fine. Yeah, Danny and Nia, like, there's just, I feel like everybody is fighting for camera time. And I'm like, Vanderpump Rules is already The Valley. What we should have done is incorporated these people into this new season of Vanderpump Rules, and we should have just sent Ariana, send Katie with her to New York.
That would have been better, that one.
Truthfully, I just don't see that these two shows do well without each other, because after this episode of Vanderpump Rules, I'm like, this is tough. We need other storylines that don't involve around Scandoval. And we don't have any.
And I do want to talk more about that.
Yes, we will get into it.
Also, I heard this week that Vicky filmed with RHOC, which she just cannot let go. She kept on saying, I'm not going to film unless I'm a full-time housewife. Da-da-da. She can't let go.
But it was supposed to be a Trace Amigas like reconciliation that did not go well.
Right. But that is actually believable, because it's like, we know Shannon and Vicky are going out on the road without Tamara. They feel betrayed by Tamara because she has going on the road with Teddy. And I get it. It's like, Tamara's chasing the money. Their podcast
off
as well.
Being friends with Tamara. Tamara's also going after Parvati from the Traitors, going after her on her podcast. And there's like all this drama with that too. And it's like, Tamara is a friend to no one. Tamara goes where the drama is. Like, we have the reunion filming on Friday, and I'm so curious the storylines and the way that people come, like Phaedra or Tamara, like the housewives who are used to these type of reunions, as opposed to like a Survivor reunion. Now they're like right after Final Tribal Council, but they used to have this live show after the finale. But these are like softball questions, right?
Yeah,
like,
not practiced.
Like, not like, so you guys didn't like each other and this drama, blah, 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 blah. And like, you know, they're coming prepared. Like, they're just like, oh, you know, it's a competition and we're all friends now. Like, you know, there's no bad blood. And whereas, you know, Housewives is a completely other beast.
Wait, spoilers for Traitors right now. I am caught up.
Okay.
And I have convinced myself that MJ is going to turn on Phaedra, and Phaedra is going to get voted out, which will leave Kate alone. Then she'll have to recruit. And I think Kate will either go for like John or CT.
So I think she's voting out Peter.
Okay. They're just like, they got to us. They got to me.
I mean, it could go one way or the other. I just think it's going to be, I think that MJ knows Phaedra's a traitor, but is part of that Bravo block. So I don't think she's going to get rid of her just yet. It's like, you got to cut the head of the snake off, which is Peter.
Okay.
But I think Phaedra's big mistake is Phaedra should have recruited Peter again. Because he have to die or be a
CT.
Well, yes, I agree. But I'm saying, like, I think that Peter would have been the perfect person to go for, because nobody would suspect it was him. Like, I mean, I know that they're suspecting it, but I think it would be just so interesting after he already turned it down to then.
Well, and this time they had to, it was either you die or you become a traitor. It was a different circumstance.
Like, I thought that would be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, and then watch him try to like get around it.
Right. Okay, well, I'm kind of hoping, I love Phaedra. I wanted her to go really far, but I think it would be way more interesting if MJ goes against Phaedra.
So here's the thing, is like, a lot of people are saying too, like, Phaedra's clearly like the show, like her one-liners, her quips, just like in general, like how she's playing this. Yeah. That they're like, well, they left it on a cliffhanger because they know people won't return it next week to watch if Phaedra's not there. I'm like, bitch, I am tuning in at 6 p.m. when that shit goes live. So no, don't worry. We'll be back.
My favorite show on television.
Right? It's so, like, when you said like how I should watch, I was like, your number one should be Traitors.
Yeah.
And then I think I said Summer House.
The order I watched, I was like, okay. BH. I had to get onto my Kyle.
Yeah.
And I knew I was saving for nighttime. Michael will watch Traitors with me. But I have roped him in, guys. He watched Vanderpump Rules with me and Summer House.
Stop. Oh my God. So he's in for Summer House because you got him for the premiere.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll watch. He always watched. He basically will watch them all except Housewives. He's not going to watch Housewives.
He asked too many questions on Housewives. I think it's easier to follow these other shows.
Except, you know, he likes with Miami Housewives.
Okay. Well, you know, I can't keep up with what Michael. Well,
no, that's the one that he always just kind of walks in. And
well, because he's like, oh, Larsa Pippen, Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan. Like he starts connecting it of whatever it makes it okay to like walk in the room. And you're like, Michael, just sit down.
He does.
Yeah,
I don't
get a little snacky.
Sometimes I want to just watch it alone because he asked questions.
Yeah,
like, no, you tell him. The pause.
Like, you cannot ask. Like, I, the The pause button is like the funniest for me because I feel like it's not necessarily homework when we're watching this, but obviously like we need to pay attention to it. So whenever like someone starts talking while I'm watching, I literally pause. I go, what question can I answer for you? Not like, I mean, it sounds rude, but more in like, we're watching this together. And if you want to watch it, watch it. If a commercial comes on, that is open season.
Right, right.
I'm happy to answer anything, or we will pause, we'll answer the questions, and then we will press play and move on. You know, that's how I feel. Okay.
Wait, my last news thing is that Travis Kelce's dad was basically called out Bethany Frankel. It's like, who the fuck is Bethany
Frankel? What did she say?
Oh, you guys, I need to unfollow her because it is so, it's so bad. It is so, so bad. I'm like watching her in Canada go to TJ Maxx and eat scrambled eggs in her hotel room. It has gotten so weird. Like,
get a hobby, Bethany.
It's so you bad. Need to she's get a hobby. Now. That's what she's in Canada. You know,
she's acting. She's in Canada for a movie.
Yeah, she got some acting gig now in Canada. I don't know.
That's was a Skinamax. Remember when she used to do porn? Does Bryn do the kids ask Bryn on the playground about Bethany's porn? That's okay. A story. Jesus, I'm knocking over everything. Let's take one more quick break and then let's come back with Vanderpump Rules.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle And it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They've have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay. I think the problem I'm having is that I'm not interested in Scandoval anymore. It would have been interesting.
We know everything.
Yeah. We're like, oh, yeah. Of course she goes by Rachel now. Like, oh, yeah,
well, we know
of
that.
Of course we know you got your dog back. And then
I'm still not convinced that's the real Graham. Still not convinced. But here's my problem with it, too, is like we've seen it all play out on podcasts. And the way that Tom Sandoval is in the news in real life today, like last week with this like New York Times Magazine article, like all the PR that's coming out is all horrible PR that it's like he's not remorseful. So you watch these episodes and you're like, man, if he had just said sorry, like even James says in this episode, right? Like if he just was remorseful and just was like, hey, I fucked up, like, you know, all this stuff. And then he was also acting that way IRL, it'd be a totally different watch. But it's like everything is an act.
Well, and he doesn't have remorse. He thinks,
right.
He's like, I had to have this relationship with Rachel to get out of my
toxic. You call Rachel?
I don't even know what I said.
Oh, I'm like,
to get out of my toxic relationship with Ariana And I think we need to also call her Ariana. Her name is not Ariana. It's Ariana.
She said you could call her either.
Okay. I'm going to call her Ariana from now on.
Don't forget that in about 5 minutes. Then we'll go back to Ariana. Can I call you out when you do that?
Totally.
Okay.
So Ariana.
Did you also see that she called out Sick of Chicago today?
Oh, she did?
Her voice, I think her voice is like starting to go. And she's, but the way she said it, I was like, wait, this is like, I love her. I just want her to succeed. And I know that's a hill I'm dying on, maybe with a minority of people.
Well, they've done such a horrible job of like making her look successful and thriving. Like her and Katie look like two loners that stayed back. They should have never, I think their first cast trip should have been possibly like a girls trip, go to Sheena and Lala's house together and get that going. And then I understand they need to involve Tom Sandoval and people are interested, but I guess I'm just not interested. And it's because everything's in real time. And I will say Sheena Shea is bringing it this season. She is holding down the fort. She is talking about her OCD, about her relationship with her husband, about her relationship with her mom and her husband, about Summer Moon, talking about her depression. I mean, she is laying it all out there and looking fabulous, Y2K forward, and she is really carrying the whole season for me. And she bought a $2.5 million house on her own.
Go Sheena Shea.
And Brock, literally, like, it's her house.
Not on the deed. He's not on the deed. Sheena, get that dollar, get that coin. Sheena's setting herself up to move to the Valley too, because she's like, this is a sinking ship. I got to get on whatever show I can. Because it's like Lala, Tom Schwartz, and Sheena will all make appearances on the Valley. I think probably Tom Sandoval will too. Katie and Ariana definitely are not. But like, I think also is, I just think this cast is also really small right now. And not that it hasn't been small before, but there is a piece missing. It's like, I love Ariana. I love Katie. And I think that we're doing a disservice not following them more on this journey. And that's why I think it's like Ariana Takes New York would be fun. And you introduce a whole new cast of characters. And like, that's a way to do something. Or you take Lindsay Hubbard and you put her in there. And it's kind of like the second coming of like Summer House.
But I'm trying to get that liquor license, like I said.
I wanted to mention, I did say they were going to do beer and wine. And I was like, Mary is correct. I did say that. I didn't talk Vanderpump last week.
Of course they were going to do beer and wine. Of course. Come on.
Well, it's not opening. It is never opening. That's over. It's just a vibe that I'm getting, and that's okay. I think she's just going to move to New York. I think she's going to stay there. I think she's going to get
Is she still even like dating that guy in real life?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She's with Daniel still. But it's like the cast is so small and there's so much tension because basically it's like last week we have Lisa who pulls Lala and Sheena over to her house you need to get along with Tom Sandoval because he's going to kill himself. And it's like, you can't put that pressure on people. Like that is an insane amount of pressure because if something does happen, that's not okay. Like Lisa's like, but what she's really saying is you need to film with Tom Sandoval because we have a show and he's the reason why we have another season. And so you guys need to figure out how to get over whatever's going on and film with him.
I mean, I will say I think Sheena is doing a good job and she's trying to like differentiate. And I feel like we're going to see more of that next week. And I feel like I'm happy for her to like stand on. I'm obsessed with Sheena right now, basically.
I can tell.
It's like, I'm so proud of her for that.
So I'm like not obsessed with Sheena because I also think she's so like, she keeps saying like still like, this is so hard on me. And it's like, what they're not understanding is like Ariana's put boundaries for herself saying, hey, if you are friends with Tom Sandoval, that is fine, but you won't be friends with me. And that's okay. You choose your side. I'm not going to like, that's my boundary. I don't want to have mutual friends. And it's like, Lala, you did this shit with Randall too. If you watched the after show last week, Lala was so freaking infuriating because she's like, move out of the house, Ariana. Like when I had like, imagine like saying that you can't hang out with somebody and then you go and be in the house with them. It's like, you didn't own Randall's house. You had no name. Your name
had like an escape route.
No, but she was basically saying like, when Randall and I were done, I had to leave. And it's like, yeah, you had no ownership. It's definitely different.
But she didn't tell him she was going to leave. Like, it was almost like she had to like escape. Like, it was kind of a strange situation.
Right. Well, it sounded like he was really like kind of like controlling and holding her in there. But I guess I'm just saying it's like the situations are different, but Lala can't see that it's apples and oranges and is completely jealous of the fact that she's like, I don't understand. Ariana's fucking boring as hell. I sing too. Like all these things that Ariana have happened for Ariana did not happen for her because of the way that she's been outspoken, the way she handled her relationship on the show. The fact is like Randall showed up for a season and all he did was play pickleball.
What is Lala's story right now?
Cleaning her house. Every time we go to her house in Westwood, she's fucking cleaning. I'm over it. I don't care. Like, I just, there's nobody.
I appreciated like her heart to heart with Tom Schwartzy last week, but in the pool. I enjoyed that moment.
Yeah, but Lala's like, they all know that they have to sell their soul for the show. If I want a paycheck, what happens after this show? I need to stay relevant. So that's why I think they're also looking for ways to, hey, if the Valley is successful, we can transition over there. Because I'm asking you truthfully, what's the future of Vanderpump Rules after this season? Exactly.
Well, they would be smart if they actually like incorporated some real servers at Sir and like,
Do a spinoff show at Wolf, I guess, because Wolf's not open. Are you going to go there when it opens?
Absolutely. I hope I get invited.
Well, or Lisa, if you just go to Tahoe.
Lisa, invite me to the opening.
But also never be on the show again, Lisa, because your meddling is not helping.
I'll be very curious because I think they probably wanted it for the winter. And it's opening
winter 2023.
So... still. It's not open.
No, it's not open. Yeah. It's not open. Lisa to me is like just too much meddling where it's like every, she has all these scenes. Now it's like
the photo shoot.
I literally text you, go, what the hell is this town and country cover photo shoot? She's got wolves with her. It's like, we don't need to see this. I'm sorry. Like LVP, you're not the show. And you're the mediator. That's what's crazy. You're getting everyone together for dinner and saying, James, why don't you tell us one thing you like about Tom Sandoval? It's like, shut up.
I know. And then it's
said, embarrassing. This whole episode was embarrassing.
Even like James is like in a really good spot in his life right now. Like he bought a house. It seems like Allie is a good relationship for him. Allie's like
my favorite person on the show, even though I'm pretty sure she hates James.
I feel like she straightened him out and he actually respects her and is like scared of her and can't really walk all over her. So I think that's working for him.
Allie is kind of the Paige of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, and tell me more.
Like the dynamic that Paige and Craig have, I think is actually very close to what Allie and James have. They have like the control of the relationship. They're kind of like, they kind of have a similar look to. I see a lot of similarities.
I can also say similarities.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that they are, if you're going to give them a comparison, that would be my comparison where it's like James is wanting to like settle down. It's like, and once Allie's ready, then he will. He'll get what he wants when Allie says, okay. She's got a lot of control. And you know what? If Raquel can rebrand into Rachel, why can't Graham rebrand into Hippie?
Well, also, this dog makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. I'm worried for Mr. Banks. I actually feel like Tom Sandoval was smart and he's like, well, I know they like got rid of the dog because it was like biting people. And I also
like, this isn't my place. The whole wisdom of Tom Sandoval and his all 42 years is so fucking frustrating too. When he's like, but I'm not going to say it now. It's like enough.
I felt bad for James, like when they did the montage of him, you know, the trumpet and the music, you know, helping him plan the proposal, the ass golfing, you know, he really was his big brother, you know?
I still think it's the ultimate betrayal. And I'm like, and you guys literally have done it to each other. And it's like, nobody has a leg to stand on really in this group, except truthfully, I think Katie is the only person I think who hasn't cheated.
Yeah. That's probably, did Stassi ever?
Well, she's not on the cast anymore. I'm just talking about the cast right now. And yeah, Stassi did her like whatever with Frank, remember?
Oh, yes. He was cute.
He also took a sex tape of her and tried to sell it. So no, Frank sucks too.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone sucks except for, to me, Ariana and Katie. They're like the only people that I'm like, okay, whatever.
I do appreciate that James was like, so Tom, like, was it all worth it? And he's like, I really don't know if it was, you know? And I think he's also, it's also weird because Tom still thinks that there might be something with him and Raquel. And he's slowly realizing like,
I think he wants an ally in Raquel and hopes that she's coming back to film. Because what we heard up from her saying, he was guilting me and she basically had to ghost him because he was saying, like, how dare you kind of go work on your mental health and I'm taking this all on my own. Like, he was manipulative. Like, he wanted... I think what he was going to try to do was turn it on Raquel that she was like some vixen who seduced him. And he was going to really turn the whole storyline that everything was her fault. And he, you know, she's the mastermind behind it all, not him. That's what I think. And so I think he was waiting for her. That. He's going to be the lovesick guy. Like, whoa, she told me we had a future and now she's ghosting me. Like he thinks he's like 10 steps ahead.
Yeah. Well, I also appreciated that he was like, I was basically a high functioning alcoholic. I drank for 2 years straight every single day.
They all are. That's why half the cast is sober now.
Right.
I mean,
and wait, in going back to Sheena and Brock, them in the store and him, I feel like he said something. He was like, you're
thinking about his mom.
Like you're paranoid because your mom, she says you're not a good enough mom. And then Sheena's like, stop talking. And I was like, let's dive into that.
Because
the mom's getting paid by Sheena to watch Summer Moon.
You think so still?
Yes.
Okay.
I really do. And like, that's
whether
fine.
It's like gifts,
I mean,
or whatever. I know.
No, I think they actually like,
they pay her pair. No, I think.
Well, yeah, because I mean, she is probably the full time caregiver. So I mean, yeah, and if her mom needs to be paid, like, I get it. That's a job completely.
They need a professional nanny. There are nanny services. They need somebody who is not really Sheena's mom. If she's saying, I'm sure she doesn't mean to say, but she's probably like, oh no, that's not how you do it, Sheena. This is how I would did it. I raised two, like,
weird going on.
And Erica does not like Brock. That's Erica's the mom's name.
But also Brock. He's too hot. And I appreciated that he finally like apologized to her. And, you know, I'd actually like
he's a himbo.
Well, I remember hating him and was like, I'm scared for her. He seemed very toxic. And then, like, he's like literally eating cheese with a knife. Like, he's pretty nuts. I mean, he's drinks out of shoe boots. He can't do laundry. He's pretty handsome.
Oh,
you don't think he's hot?
No, not personally.
Oh, really? Oh, I think he's like very like, good looking.
Okay, like I feel like his personality is a turnoff for me.
I could see that.
So it just changes my opinion of his like outer appearance. I mean, objectively, I think he's good looking
as well.
I think objectively he's handsome, but
he will
I'm not
be in the contest. He will be. In the contest.
What do you think he's going to be seated as? I'd say like an 11.
Oh, that high?
Out of 16? I mean, the bar is low with a lot of these men. Like, Juan Dixon will probably be a 13. He's still going to make the list. Like, Tom Sandoval will like probably be like a 16. And you guys, I know last year, I guess
Sandoval won't even be.
I don't know because sometimes.
You don't trust the people?
Here's the thing. Schwartz will still be there. He'll be a six seed.
Yeah.
He's usually a three. I think he's been a two. He'll go a little bit lower.
Yeah.
You know who will probably be high too, even though he's awful after watching that Southern Hospitality reunion? I think Joe Bradley will be high.
Oh, what's going on with that show? Because I feel like it got pretty good, huh?
It's really good. I mean, the finale. I'm sorry. I know we're going left. Going rogue. The finale when Maddie, there's this girl that's like basically saying like Trevor cheated on you with me or whatever. And she goes up to her at a party. She goes, hey, can we talk? And like, you know, and like all of her like Maddie, like bug eyed crazy. And the girl's like, yeah, okay. And Maddie basically walks her out the front door, slams the front door, locks it, and goes, I don't need to talk to you. Like, I don't know why. Just then she went off the Richter scale and went crazy. But like the balls to be able to do that, I was like, if only I had like the physicality and like the prowess to be able to do something like that. Like that, I was cracking. I was giggling. Like it was so funny. Like she just locked her out of the house, but then the door was also soundproof. So she's screaming things at the girl, and the girl's like, her and Mia, they're like, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. And then she lied the whole thing, but it's like, this hasn't reached the Vanderpump levels of toxicity yet. So it's like, there's still maybe a season or two.
Okay.
I think so it should come back.
Okay. Okay. Getting back to Vanderpump Rules, let's talk about the hammer moment. So of course it's like, Lisa's like, okay guys, let out your rage. Let's figure it out. And James is like, I should have taken better care of Graham. Schwartzy, I don't want to be single at 40. But also he's like dating that Joe girl.
Can we talk about Joe, by the way? Joe's chaotic energy on this on last week's episode, where she kept trying to butt into the Tom's conversations, and she was a ghost. She was spooky over there because they did not even acknowledge her once. Like, I felt like Tom Sandoval came in and they're like, okay, Joe, it's time for you to leave. And she's like, I'm going to sit down with you guys and give you the energy that I have.
I didn't mind her. I didn't mind her.
I also, you guys, okay. I also think Tom Schwartz is so bummed how much he fucked it up with Katie. I am 100% convinced of that. Katie is in like her emo, like kind of like grunge phase, like in a good way. Like, you know, they're doing emo night, they're this. Look at Tom Schwartz's outfit in the after show. He's wearing black Vans. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but the black Vans, black pants look, it brings me back to high school when I would like listen to the emo music. And like, he's got this cheetah corduroy top that I'm like, oh.
So he's out of the Adam Sandler phase.
He's out of the Adam Sandler phase, just on this app. But the after show to me where I was like, oh, he's like somehow is like subconsciously choosing an outfit that this version of Katie would like.
So, well, my question too, I've seen, you know, snippets of after shows, but they don't watch the entire show. They just play back parts of it and talk about it, right?
So to my knowledge, and they haven't said this, but after watching the Beverly Hills after show, they're only showing filmed parts and not the confessionals. So you'll see. I don't think that they're seeing people's opinions as much as they're seeing a conversation happen, or, you know, like Lala and Sheena are with Lisa, where like, and then Sheena actually talks about, which I didn't know, but Sheena was like, that whole scene was so heavy for me because I had a friend who passed away in the same way. And I remember kind of before that happened, like I kind of gave them some attitude about like, are you making the right life choices? And like, I felt the guilt of that. Oh, so wow. That she started feeling, it's like, see, that's like the kind of thing, like even Ariana had said too, like maybe LVP should have offered help for Tom. Like if she was so concerned about that, like, you know, don't put that burden on Lala and Sheena. Like, that's not their job to be able to take all that on. It's like Sheena has so much going on already with everything else that's happening. It's not fair.
Right. And she's still, and then Sheena, she hit the pole, restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Sandoval. There he goes.
Scumbag, cheater, worm with the mustache, Charles Manson.
But Lala's like, I called him that.
Lala, James Kennedy, Sandoval. It's like, dude, why don't you say you're sorry? Like
I went blind from this episode from rolling my eyes so much in the back of my head because it's like everything. I'm like, Tom, shut the fuck up. Like, you're so infuriating because you're literally unbelievable. Like everything you're doing,
the fake crying and the green confessional.
Someone found it was like the Zara women's blazer.
Oh.
Like, but it's just every, and that's filmed way, way after, by the way. You could just tell by where their hair is in length. It's like, you know, it's like, you're not likable anymore. Like, we, you know,
him like crying in the car when they got to
like Reno. They said hi to me.
Like, we sat at the airport together. It's just too much.
It's like, you know, it's how small that Burbank airport is?
I know.
You sit next to everyone when you sit somewhere there.
No options.
Literally not. Like, that airport is so tiny.
Also, like, Tom Schwartz feeling like he's saving the group is kind of giving me life as well, you know?
He's too much. What's going on? Why? Also, I got to ask about Tom Schwartz and the way he wears hats. He always has two pieces of hair hanging from the side. on his forehead. It drives me nuts.
I mean, he's not a fashionista.
No, no. And it's just, it's like there's too much Tom Sandoval. And I know, I want to see him be remorseful. He's not going to. I don't need to watch this group slowly forgive him so that they can film scenes with him.
And like a guided meditation.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, like I did a lot of this. It's like, you're not a changed person. You're just trying to hide it more. It's like, you know what, Ariana, you redo those Legos. Redo the Lego so it's
that,
just you.
I didn't realize that was a Lego.
That's what I was trying to like describe. I was like, I don't know. It's like a painting, but it's not a painting. Realizing it's Legos. It's like, oh.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That makes more sense. And, you know, after that horrible interview, it's very interesting. People said that he's supposed to be on Watch What Happens Live tonight, but it's Paige instead. Like, there's no Vanderpump, which has never happened since Scandoval started, that you don't have someone from Vanderpump on as the guest. So it's rumored that he was supposed to be. So it's like, what does Bravo do now? What do you think?
Courtney?
You don't know?
I don't have an answer. I don't have an idea. I think I don't have an idea.
It's just, to me, it feels like it's weird.
They really should have, I think they should have done the more Ariana highlight versus us following Tom. We're getting more Tom than Ariana.
Yeah, and I don't want to say it. I was going to let it go. But yeah, and it's just like he's not remorseful and he doesn't care. And it drives him, what I love too is it drives him nuts that she pays him dust.
Now, what is the deal with like this $90,000?
So,
because, you know, okay, he's saying, oh, I offered to pay for the house, blah, blah, blah.
Tom has $0 is what I'm realizing. And the fact is that he does not want to sell the house because he doesn't have the money. Like, even if he gets that money back, let's say they sell that house for $3,000 and he gets his cut of like 1.5, right? Because let's just say they split it 50-50. He has a HELOC on it. He's borrowed money from his mom. Like, he has so much debt that he can't afford to lose this house. And so selling the house actually puts him in further debt because right now he has equity and assets within the house.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be real, Schwartz and Sandy's will be closing.
I like already heard some rumors.
Like, I've heard that there was like a protest there or something that happened. Like, it's the hours are off. They're not even open at like 7 on a Saturday night. Yeah.
It's like, that kind of makes me sad.
You know,
it's sad that they invested so much money. That's what's sad.
It's sad that they thought that they could do it. It's sad that they didn't ask LB.
They should have done a much smaller space.
They should have understood that 5% was okay. Right. 5% was okay. Tom, let Lisa do all the work. You be the face of it. They were too, they thought they were too smart to do that. They could do it on their own. They could replicate the same thing. And like, I've been, you know, as I like to put old episodes on, as I'm like, as white noise for me is like, I went and I'm like watching these episodes. I'm like, these men are fucking children, like showing up late, and drunk to these meetings that I'm like, how would anybody else go in business with them? Like, it's insane. Like, Greg from the Belmont wanted to capitalize on this fame, not realizing how fucking stupid Tom Sandoval is. He's so stupid. And it's like, I think what pissed me off about this episode is also that I'm like, who's editing this and who are the producers that are thinking that we're this fucking stupid as viewers?
Well, don't get me started on Beverly Hills, because I feel like they were treating us real stupid.
It's the disrespect, you know?
No, we're on to you.
It's the disrespect. And you know what? I'll be back next week and you can disrespect me again. Okay. I will continue to be disrespected. It'll be like my 20s when I thought he loved me and he fucking didn't. I'll be back for more. Send me one text, Bravo, and I'm in.
Also, we'd still like to be bartenders on Watch What Happens Live in the month of March. So let us know.
I really think that we got to stop bombarding. You know what's also wild? Sunday is the anniversary of when we found out about Scandoval.
It's my birthday.
Approaching 1 year.
The
third. Also Scandoval. Yes, Michael's birthday as well. And that's
on Friday.
An important day.
Yeah.
Michael's birthday is on Friday. Oh,
Friday, March 1st.
Really happened. I'm saying like,
yeah,
where were
I understand. You? Where right. were we were in Hawaii.
You're in Hawaii. Is there anything else like that we're missing in this episode?
No. I think we talked about it. We dissected it. And
now we're going to still take the disrespect. We'll be back next week and we will watch that Valley spinoff when it comes on March 19th. We'll be there. We will be there. And wait, do we have to include the Valley cast in March Madness?
No, it wouldn't have aired.
I mean, I think we have to just put them in there.
We can discuss offline.
We can discuss. Okay. But we'll be back later this week. And Mary Beverly will have Hills. Lots of thoughts. I cannot wait. And I cannot wait. I also want your take on Miami on that finale, too, because, oh, Russell.
Ooh, baby.
If he's not a one seed, you guys, I swear to G.
He will be.
My one seeds. I'm just going to put it out there right now.
Yeah.
A Russell.
Mm-hmm.
A Craig Conover.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thinking it's going to be an Andy Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
Who's my fourth one seed? I mean, truthfully, John Barlow.
Oh.
But yeah. I think John Barlow is going to be a 1, 2, or 3 seed. Probably, like, he's going to be
two,
up there.
A two.
I'm going to say a sleeper hit who's going to be a high seed. West.
Ooh, yeah.
I cannot wait to talk about him. I cannot wait to talk about Summer House. Who are your top? Just like as you're starting to vibe and think about
it. I agree with Andy, Craig, Russell. And
look, I wouldn't mind like a happy
Eddie.
You
said like Jackie's husband.
Oh, Evan Goldschneider. I forgot about him. Oh, yeah. I forgot.
I think Joey Gorga is going to go way down this year.
It's what he deserves.
Is Louis going to make it?
I hope not. I don't know. This is the best part is that you guys are the ones who vote. Like, it's like wild to me when I watch like these votes come in and we have like thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people voting and just seeing like what the like numbers are. It's like, you know, who knows? It's like,
I don't think PK will make it.
Because it's like, do we include traders? Because if we do, CT is a one seed.
No.
I know, because it aired on NBC. How did it air an episode on Bravo?
No.
Look, you might have to start thinking about that.
No.
No, not this year. I'm just saying maybe next year there's a way if they air it on Bravo at some point.
If it was a Bravo show,
maybe Jody will be up high.
He's an odd one.
We'll get into it. I mean, look, I'd love an Anthony Lopez as a one seed.
No.
I know.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. We gotta go.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you guys later this week.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.